Hello, and welcome to Sonoran Desert Institute's School of Firearms Technology's official podcast, The Gun Rack. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Gun Rack, Sonoran Desert Institute's School of Firearms Technology's official podcast. I'm Josiah Upper. Folks call me Joey, and today we are going to be diving into a little mini-sode. It's a Christmas special, everyone. Last year, we spoke about the crossing of the Delaware, which, of course, took place during the Revolutionary War. Today, we're going to take a slightly different angle, but along the same theme. Seems appropriate with so many of us either at home with our families or having time off during the midst of this crisis. And even for those overseas, it seems like an appropriate time to reflect on the upcoming holiday. And actually, I found a piece of material I think you guys are really going to enjoy here. It is called the, it's got several names, but this one goes under Merry Christmas, my friend. It's also been called The Soldier's Night Before Christmas. It is a retelling of The Night Before Christmas, famous poem, from the perspective of those who are serving in the armed forces. And Santa's interaction with one, in this case, Marine, it's had several iterations. This one is, of course, called Merry Christmas, My Friend, because Marines are not soldiers. But this piece right here is a direct recording of Corporal Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D-T, his version that was printed in Leatherneck back in 1991. So Corporal Schmidt, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Merry Christmas, My Friend, a retelling of The Night Before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see just who in this home did live. As I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stocking by the fire, just boots filled with sand. On the wall hung pictures of a far, distant land, with medals and badges, awards of all kind. A sobering thought soon came to my mind, for this house was different, unlike any I'd seen. This was the home of a U.S. Marine. I heard stories about them. I had to see more, so I walked down the hall and pushed open the door, and there he lay, sleeping. Silent, alone, curled up on the floor in his one-bedroom home. He seemed so gentle, his face so serene, not how I pictured a U.S. Marine. Was this the hero of whom I'd just read, curled up in his poncho, a floor for his bed? His head was clean-shaven, his weathered face tan. I soon understood this was more than a man, for I realized the families that I saw that night owed their lives to these men who were willing to fight. Soon around the nation, the children would play and grown-ups would celebrate on a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month and all year because of Marines like this one lying here. I couldn't help wonder how many lay alone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. Just the very thought brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to my knees, and I started to cry. He must have awoken, for I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry. This life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. With that, he rolled over, drifted off to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I watched him for hours, so silent and still. I noticed he shivered from the cold night's chill, so I took off my jacket, the one made of red, and covered this marine from his toes to his head. Then I put on his t-shirt of scarlet and gold, with an eagle, globe, and anchor emblazoned so bold. And although it barely fit me, I began to swell with pride, and for one shining moment, I was Marine Corps deep inside. I didn't want to leave him so quiet in the night, this guardian of honor so willing to fight, but half asleep, he rolled over, and in a voice clean and pure, he said, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day. All secure." One look at my watch, and I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend. Semper Fi, and good night. Now, of course, that recording can be applied to all of our friends and service members in the Coast Guard, United States Army, United States Air Force, and the United States Navy. We appreciate everything you guys do. I wanted to keep this podcast short so that you guys could focus on family and friends, whoever you happen to be with this holiday season. But if you're out alone serving our country, we are grateful to you too. For all of you out there, Merry Christmas. We'll see you at the range. Sonoran Desert Institute is an online school located at 1555 West University Drive in Tempe, Arizona. Accredited by the DEAC. For more information, please call 800-336-8939 or visit sdi.com.